to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Oh, it may not be morning where some of you are living, because I know that some of you listen on different coastlines as well as other places in the country. You are listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. Okay, Benny, I won the bet.
She didn't call you, did she?
I won the bet.
Not one call.
No.
I don't believe
Linda.
You.
No, this is Linda. You. Did not watch American Idol.
Oh, she didn't watch, but did she call you?
What?
About it. Yeah.
No, she didn't watch it.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I talked to her, and I'm trying to get her, reach her right now so she could tell you directly.
I believe you.
She's like, all right, the story is this.
It's because I got involved.
No, honestly, this is what she said. She says, you know what? It hasn't even been on my mind.
Mm.
Not even on her mind. Did not watch it. Not interested.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, I know her.
There was a little percentage of the inkling of just wondering.
No wonder. No. No.
All right.
No, I think Linda started a campaign to bring Melinda back. I think she started like a petition.
See you doing that around Radio City Hall.
Bring Melinda back. And anyway, that's, there you go. What did I win?
Well, we were going to discuss that. I'll give you a free lift to take your car in. Oh, wait, I was already going to do that.
Oh, thank you, Benny.
We'll do lunch at the same time.
Oh, that's so good.
We'll do that.
Lunch at my choice, my place.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's still the final tonight, so I don't know if she'll be, you know, turning the dial.
Yeah, see, that's what, so technically we're still waiting for tonight's, you know, outcome.
Yeah, but I don't think she's into it. No, if she wasn't going to watch it at all last night, she's like definitely not into it tonight. But she did watch Dancing with the Stars.
She jumped right back on the bandwagon.
I know. And, of course, congratulations to Apollo. This is Seattleite.
There's a lot of Seattleites getting recognition lately.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And Simon apparently, you know, took back his words that we're not going to find any talent in Seattle.
It's all staged. It's got to be.
Well, dude, both of those people were from Seattle.
I know.
Even though What's-Her-Face doesn't live, even though Jordan doesn't live in Seattle, that's where she went.
But she had to come up here to try out.
Here. That's
this
right.
is where she had to land to get the gig.
Exactly.
So technically she's bringing some, you know, emerald love.
Of course.
So
that's exactly it. You know. Once you get some of that emerald juice on you, boy, you're good to go.
Can't wipe it off.
No, you cannot. At least that's been my experience. And anyway, I'm not sure how Linda feels about Dancing with the Stars, although I know she did not. She wasn't in favor of Layla Ali, who, of course, was my.
She wasn't?
No.
Why?
What was her comment on that?
Very beautiful.
I have to get her on the phone. Yeah, that's true, but I've got to get her on the phone to find out exactly
what. Linda, you got to call us in.
Yeah, she's got to call us in to hear about this.
I want to hear this.
But I'm thrilled. I think that one of the things I love about shows like this is that what's happened since this show, Benny, is that more and more people have gotten out on the dance floor to learn how to dance. This is what's kind of incredible with this. You know how we talk about you've got to be willing to exercise, you've got to be willing to get out there and move your body. We had this conversation yesterday, didn't we,
yep.
with the guest we had on yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so one of the ways to go about doing that is dancing, and ballroom dancing instructions has been up exponentially. And so that, you know, when you kind of look at that, you look at how people have been inspired to not just watch the show, but to get out and do some dancing. Do you like to dance?
I do, not so much technically, I guess. I'm more of like a free kind of wheeling dancing fool. Like, I'm not going to say getting jiggy with it. I don't do it like that, but I just let the music wherever it takes me. Like, I don't have to be all synchronized that's the way I have fun.
So you're like freeform 1960s dancing.
Sort of.
Hate Ashbury, Benny.
Yep.
Hate Ashbury, Benny.
But I do have rhythm. So, with that in mind, then I make the newer kids music, you know, I like to dance with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, my mom's always like, how do you find, you know, my mom's so cute because she's, the last, like, 5, 6, 7 years, she's been trying to, you know, learn how to dance, and she's doing the swing, and she got into, what is it, the Lindy Hop, I guess, is what she was really into. And she's like, you should come down. There's tons of little girls waiting, you know, they need partners and stuff like that. I'm like, well, it's not really my thing. She's like, that doesn't matter. I wasn't into it either, right? So then I'm like, but when my music comes on, you know, I just start dancing around. She's like, well, how do you know what part to dance to? What do you listen to? I'm like, it's just a beat. She's like, you know, she's plays piano, so she's really technical in counting her measures.
Oh, I see.
So she's like, 1, 2, 3. Okay, move. 1, 2, 3. Move.
Well,
1, 2, 3.
I learned how to two-step, I was like, slide, slide, step, step,
yeah,
slide.
But after a while, it just comes naturally.
It does.
And then
it
your
really
body,
does.
Exactly, just body takes over.
I
know.
Well, I got to tell you, if you kind of, I wonder if that's Linda trying to call.
Is.
No, that's not Linda. That's probably somebody else, but she knows to call in. I wonder if, you know, looking at this and you watch something like Dancing with the Stars and you see the level of improvement. And I don't know if I didn't watch it like from the very, very beginning. I just, you know, it's kind
beginning of
in between.
The season or the
show? Beginning of the season, this season.
Okay.
It's kind of like in between like a million other things I'm trying to do. But the bottom line is people have told me that there are folks that like the three that were in the finals. Those three were like the most improved. Especially Apollo, because he came out like an athlete, all stiff and whatnot. And in the end, when he did his free form break dancing, it was just so fun. That was what people were really drawn to. However, I could not believe that we were looking at people that really didn't have any dance training. So for me, Benny, it really talks to what we are possible at achieving. And when I look at shows like that, that's what kind of comes up for me. It's looking at our lives and thinking that we can't achieve what we want to achieve in life. And today's show, the Dr. Pat Show, is the first hour is open mic. And that's going to be the focus of this open mic session for all of you out there. This open mic session is about inspiring each and every one of us to know that if we have a vision, if we have a place to really point ourselves, and that is totally achievable. One of the things that someone pointed out to me is that Apollo Ono kept making a statement. He kept saying, "I've already won. I've already won." But he didn't mean it in a, you know, cocky kind of way, like "I've already won." He meant it kind of, "I've already won because I'm already here." But it was pointed out to me that those words, "I've already won," this is now a metaphysical, this is somebody in the metaphysical field that pointed this out to me,
okay,
that "I've already won," saying that over and over and over again, set a vibration, a chain reaction. And so this is someone that I work with, and she said, "You watch, he's going to win, because what he keeps saying is, 'I've already won.'" And I thought, well, that's what the movie The Secret is about. That's what we talk about on this show. And is it possible? And his partner, Julianne, of course, someone said to me, she's like 18 years old. Is that possible? That can't be possible. Is that true? That she's, anybody out there know how old she is?
I have no idea.
I was like, is that right? Is
really?
Is that possible? I don't know.
Oh.
But she is the youngest to be out there. And by the way, she worked with Gwen Stefani in one of Gwen Stefani's videos. Won't wind it up. And so congratulations to folks that are out there doing their best, reaching for something higher than what they ever thought about themselves, and taking their lives to the next level. It's incredible to see how, amongst the negativity that we have every day on the news or otherwise, that there's, you know, there's a bit of shining light out there, that there's a bit out there for people to know about. Apollo Ono, by the way, has a favorite charity in Seattle. Do you know what it is? Children's Hospital.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
Wow, good
his
for him.
His favorite charity.
That's very cool.
It is very cool.
Right a couple blocks away, really.
That's very close to where I live, too. They're like, you know, like right there. And so it's really wonderful to see people out there not only doing their best on a personal level, but doing their best worldwide. And so today is our open mic hour, and then we're going to be joined by Matt James, because we're going to be talking about NLP and how NLP helps us focus in and zoom in on being all that we can be. But as you know, with our open mic days, we will open up the phone lines, and this will be time that you get to call in and spend with both Benny and with me, and I will pull some cards, do some readings, chat with you, whatever it is you'd like to go in the direction that you want to go. And so we'll be here with you for the remainder of the hour. You know that toll-free number to call in at 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Open mic day today. And Benny, that's kind of cool. Thank you for lunch.
Well, so far, technically,
we'll try to call her at break to see if we can get her to.
Technically, I'm going to wait until after tonight.
I know, but you know, if we bring Linda on, you're going to have to be close to the little red button.
Oh, yeah, maybe I should probably start that now. She'd probably fly off the handle at me.
No. I just think she was disappointed. She was just disappointed. Well, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be back with the Dr. Pat Show. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. Open mic day, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Please don't talk about being true.
Take control of your health and wellness with the natural and modern way. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. BioSolutions is the most effective Rife instrument we've experienced. Customer satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Can living intentionally really help you achieve your dreams? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about intentional living. Kristen Marie Scherlein, founder of Affirmagy, will share tips for intentional living and provide powerful information on how to accomplish goals and achieve your dreams. For more information on Kristen Marie Scherlein and her company, Affirmagy, visit Affirmagy.com. Because it's time to start living an intentional life.
Looking for the perfect way to connect with your children all year long? Give your entire family the gift of heartfelt conversations through the magic of Carla Miller's Seeds of Discovery books. Each Unbound book is a unique interactive experience with simple life lessons for all children and adults. Lighthearted, colorful illustrations attract the attention of children and stimulate interactions with adults. Visit seedsofdiscovery.com or call 1-888-426-1632 for more information.
Are you yearning to live a more fully expressed and joyful life? Do you want to explore and discover what ignites your heart? Heart Ignited is a potent coaching process created by Deborah Tracci, a life and transition coaching pioneer. Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about this unique process. Go to heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100 to learn more. That's heartignited.com or 206-236-6100.
And now, time for your peak living tip of the day. Remember, healthy spinal column alignment and the proper functioning nerve system are the key fundamental components for optimal health and wellness. Both Crown Hill Chiropractic in North Seattle and Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center in Duval strive to help each patient regain their health and maintain it for a lifetime. Visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or drscottlynch.com. This has been your peak living tip of the day.
MyBrothersKeeper.biz, an autism resource website that is reaching out every day to help families around the globe, providing guidance, motivation, and inspiration. Whether your connection to autism is through a child or student, join in on a journey into the wonderful world of autism. Autism affects about 1 out of 165 children, and awareness is lagging behind. So visit and help change the world, one child at a time, at MyBrothersKeeper.biz. And listen to the interviews on the Dr. Pat Show.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
I want to give it. I want to get some too. Oh,
left the boogie. Come on, Benny.
No, you're doing just fine. I don't want to interrupt.
Oh, no. You know, especially after walking in here and they have the music on outside. Well, let me just let everyone know. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Welcome back, everyone. We're just having such a great time here today. But I'm walked into the studio today. I got a little melancholy.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Find the song and I'll tell you why. It's the Toni Braxton song, Unbreak My Heart.
Oh,
so I'm walking in the studio and I'm all, and you know, and I had to be standing out there and it's like, Unbreak My, it's like.
Here's a remix. Unbreak
My Heart. Yeah. And a remix? How do you remix a song that I cry every time I hear it? Oh, that's good. Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Compliments.
Oh,
of our
I gotta have
moving,
a copy of that.
Moving down the hallway.
Oh my goodness!
Well,
that's
they, you know, it's music that makes you feel good. They're gonna upbeat a little bit. You're looking for more like
that's got to be one of the saddest songs I've ever heard.
You were probably listening to Warm.
They, whatever they had on the studio, the thing here when I walked in the studio.
Yeah, the
was
HD
like,
radio in the hallway.
I don't know. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
HD radio in the hallway. There it is. But anyway, that was had to get over that. Oh,
this is the one you're listening to, right?
That's what Layla Ali is singing now.
You're kidding.
No.
She's singing this, really?
No,
okay. You could dance to it, too, if you want. Hang on, we got to hit the first part because it's so low and sexy. Okay, let's do it.
Oh, come on. We probably lost half of our listeners with that. All right, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Open mic hour coming at you right now. This is where you get to call in. We get to chit-chat a little bit. Want to know how you feel? What's going on? What do you want to talk about? Do you want to do a little card work with me? I know we do have a caller. The number to call in right now is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819.
Thanks, Tony.
Okay. Let's go to the phone.
Sure. Mary from Tacoma will be our first one out the gates.
Hi, Mary. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Hey, glad you called in.
Okay. I had a loss like 2 years ago, and I can't seem to get out of this bereavement period, and you know, it comes and it goes, and sometimes it's gone for a couple of months, and sometimes it just hits hard again. I know you guys pull cards sometimes and have so much insight, and I thought maybe you could give something that would shed some light or insight.
Well, I don't know if you want to share a little bit about what the loss is, because I think there are a lot of different degrees of loss. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the most difficult part, at least in my, in my experience with loss, is it was always difficult for me to understand the meaning of the loss until I was able to see the aha or the awakening in it. And that goes as far back for me as the loss of my mother at a very young age. Mm-hmm. And I'm not one to be able to say to you, this is what you should do, or this is how you should do it. I do know one thing, that there is grieving that is absolutely necessary to do. And there is no real time limit on that, in my opinion. Some people, for example, there's a story that I shared about the Dalai Lama. And Mary Manning Morris, he happened to be in the Dalai Lama's presence. And they were at a conference. And so, in the middle of the conference, in this very, very, spiritual session with the Dalai Lama, the Dalai Lama was interrupted by one of his, let me call him an assistant, that came in and whispered in the Dalai Lama's ear. And as he whispered in the Dalai Lama's ear, the way Mary describes it, you could see the Dalai Lama completely sink in, almost in a fetal position, just absolute remorse, pain on his face. And that was for about maybe, let's say, less than a half minute. And then he was back to where he was. And so when I asked Mary what had happened, what happened was that the Dalai Lama's best friend someone who had been part of the whole movement out of China and, you know, had been part of losing the land and all of that, was executed. And so that's an example of feeling the pain, all of the pain, for the moment that you're in it. Sometimes we're holding on to pain because there's another layer of it. Whether it's guilt, whether it's shame, it doesn't matter. And so I'm not sure for you what exactly is going on. You said this was 2 years ago? 2 years ago?
Yeah, it will be 2 years ago in July. And you're right about that, because the second, I would say the other layer is guilt. And, you know, it's, I don't know, I feel crazy saying what it is, but it, to me, it was very important. This is the loss of a dog, you know. So it's ridiculous to some people, but to me, this dog was like a best friend.
No, that's not ridiculous to me.
Well, you know, he was 16, and it was a large dog, and he was supposed to, he had like many different times people said, oh, he's not going to make it for different reasons. He always pulled through, and he just lived for so long. And the last couple of months of his life was a very stressful time for me. And I don't think, although we were so, so unbelievably bonded for the whole time that he was alive, since he was 5 weeks old, that last couple of months, I did not give him what I should have. So I have, like, you know, I have a lot of guilt. And it's, and there are specific reasons. I'm not just making up the guilt. I did things. I never left him alone. I had something I was dealing with my son, and I had to leave him for 9 days alone with neighbors just checking in and walking him. And it's like that and a couple other things that, because I was trying to take care of the children, I was letting, I was letting go of him. And that guilt, you know, there's so many years of loyalty, and I can't seem to get out from under that guilt.
What was his name?
Benjamin.
Let me just tell you what I get from this. Benjamin absolutely knew what you were doing, and knew it from a place of love, and absolutely had been there for you, for your family, and understood the love that you had for him without question, without doubt. So the sense that I'm getting is that this is a connection that you have and will always have with him, and there's nothing to be ashamed of. There's no guilt to feel. The love that you had demonstrated all of those years cannot be broken, cannot be detached, cannot be dissolved, cannot be diluted. Never, never can that happen.
You know, and a lot of people say, I've heard, you know, gosh, someone said, oh, dogs don't go to heaven, and oh, there is no heaven, and you hear so many different things, and I believe that there is a place. You know, I always say, if dogs don't go to heaven, I don't want to go to heaven, but, you know, how do we know what else goes? It's hard for someone, and I'm sure anyone who has cared for somebody and then lost them goes through this, but it's hard to take care of something for 16 years, and all of a sudden, they're gone. And you just want to know, where are they?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you tell people when they are in such confusion? Like, what is on the other side? I mean, you guys seem, I listen to this show all the time. It's the first time I've ever called in. But, I you know, you're so insightful. And when you talk, it's like, yeah, it all makes so much sense. But how do you know? You just have to have faith?
You just have to know. I mean, this is going to sound, I don't want to sound like flippant and crazy, okay? But I want to give you an idea that has changed my life. And the idea is this. Stepping into this place of knowing, where you just know. You don't let anybody else tell you what they think or what they believe. I mean, you said it yourself. This is what you know. You know that there is another place. And no one can take your knowing away from you at all. No one can do that. So this is the importance of letting your energy, your vibration, step into the place of knowing and hold Benjamin at a place of absolute love. You see, what's so cool about you calling in today, and I want to also refer you to Joy, to Turner, who's a very dear friend of mine and has a fabulous show. And I think she's on today, Benny. Isn't
today
Joy
at
on at noon?
Yep.
And Joy's on at noon and probably listening to this show right now, either at our home or on the way in here. And so one of the things that I know is that the power of your connection with him is the gift of love. And so I would invite you to hold on to the love. You know, it's the ego that wants to pop up and tell us that, oh, we should have done this or we should have done that. You know, what did you say? He was 16 years old?
Yeah, a month shy of 16 years.
16 years of love. Do you know that his place on this planet for 16 years it was about you, the love that you gave him? Do you know what I'm saying?
True.
Our animal friends, they don't hang around if they're not feeling the love.
Yeah, he definitely had that. It was just he and I for 11 of the 16 years. So, you know, it was, he definitely knew that.
And so here's what I want to say about this, and I hope this helps. That guilt and shame like to jump up and get into the game because they never get enough airtime. They're just pains. They just want to get in there, get the airtime, want to win the trophy. And for you, what I would say is when you focus on love, because I feel the love that you have for Benjamin. I mean, it is really clear to me. When you focus on the love, that's the vibration and the energy that you will feel in the presence that he has around you right now.
Well, I'll try to do that. I will.
It shouldn't be hard for you because you do love him.
Yeah, but I have to get out from under the guilt.
And what I'm saying is you don't. Shift to love. Every time you get a thought up about whatever it is that you think you should have or done, go to a place of love.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah,
I will.
I had the same thing with Travis, my dog, my collie of 13 years. So I really understand this. And I don't know if you're around today. Is it noon, Benny, that Joy Turner is on? Okay. If you're around at noon today, call Joy and let her know that you called into my show. Mm-hmm. And she will be able to connect you with Benjamin.
I will do that. I've heard her show.
Okay. Yep. She's fabulous. Fabulous. And so that, and in the meantime, focus on the love you have for him.
I will.
There is no guilt. There is no shame. You know, sometimes we have to make decisions in our lives and shift our priorities. And I believe that Benjamin understood that and understood that fully. Because the love that he has goes beyond any one circumstance or incident.
I hope so.
Yeah, it does. It does.
All right. Well, okay. I'll keep that simple and focus on the love.
Okay. Yeah. I pulled a couple cards for you, and I just want you to know what they are.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great.
One of them is let yourself receive. You see, let yourself receive his love. Let yourself receive his love. That's what we're talking about. And the other thing is to be strong. You're stronger than you think. And your strength will assure you happy outcome. Okay, everyone, we're going to take a short break. This is Open Mic Day here on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be picking up the rest of the callers when we come back. Benny, let's take a shorty. When we come back, we'll be taking calls. If you want to connect with us, 1-800-930-2819. And thank you, Mary. Thank you for calling in. We'll be right back.
Don't leave me in the North, hey. Don't leave me out in the North, hey.
Let go of past trauma, fears, and negative beliefs. Attract exactly what you want in life and release the energetic blocks and imbalances which are keeping you from living the life of your dreams. Internationally known master clairvoyant and intuitive guide Carrie O'Connor has the unique ability to read your energy field and, just like a tuning fork, raise your vibrational level so that you can attract what you truly desire in life. Visit CarrieO'Connor.com for more information and for interview dates on the Dr. Pat Show. That's CarrieO'Connor.com.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you are experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to meet your individual needs. Dream Clinic is located in the Ravenna neighborhood of Seattle and is open 7 days a week. To learn more or schedule an appointment, visit dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863. Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404. Did you know that your own stem cells are the foundation for your everyday health renewal? Did you realize that you continue to produce stem cells as an adult? Stem cells are a part of the body's defense and renewal system, along with the immune system and digestive tract. This system is responsible for the replacement of damaged cell systems, and is at the heart of the healthy body. Yet, it has been discovered that many people have a compromised ability to keep producing healthy stem cells and are suffering from the symptoms of premature aging. Just visit AdultStemCellNutrition.com and see what your own body can do for you.
The Empowerment Partnership. Empowering the lives of thousands of people around the world just like you. Their mission is to empower you with an understanding of what makes you and others tick, and to teach you the tools and techniques that will unlock your hidden gifts. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that. To learn more, call 1-800-800-MIND or go to www.nlp.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a special discount.
What does it take to feel young again? To be filled with vitality. To wake up feeling clear and refreshed. To live without allergies. More and more Americans are wondering if it's even possible. Founder of the Life Force Center in Los Angeles, Dr. Jeffrey McCombs, has been researching, developing, and refining a unique system that doctors and patients from around the world are saying offers them all of this and more. Visit LifeForcePlan.com or call 1-888-236-7780.
Get current weather, traffic, and news. Visit 1150kknw.com and stay informed with Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Indeed it does. It certainly does feel good now that we got that Toni Braxton song off the air.
Yeah, and this is the other Toni. This is Toni.
Toni.
Toni with an I, Toni with an E, Toni with a Y.
Toni was my dad's name.
Yeah?
Toni.
Antonio.
And then I got Toni Jr.
Oh, Toni Jr.
Amerigo Vespucci Basili.
Short for Toni.
Toni is right.
That's Toni too.
Bring on the Tonys.
We'll get you one too.
Oh, my brother's ears probably ringing. No. He's like, oh, is she talking about Mayon? You know what? He's from the South. My brother. Yeah. Yeah. I stayed in Jersey and the whole family went down south. My stepmom was from, you know, like, somewhere in the Carolinas. Like a little town.
Deep South?
Deep South.
Thick.
Very deep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no bathroom. No bathroom.
Nope. We say the bathroom up here.
I'm telling you, no bathroom.
No bathroom.
No, nope, they didn't have any of that. As a matter of fact, we used to go down there and we used to go to the outhouse and she used to cook the food on one of these coal stoves.
Really?
I'm saying it.
Huh.
I'm telling you.
That is deep.
I'm serious. I told you I come from a poor family. You just didn't know how poor. But yeah, my brother would come on. He'd be like, hey, y'all. How are you? He would be so country. I love it.
How y'all doing out there?
And I say to him, how do you get away with that with a last name like Basili?
Oh, yeah, good point. They probably shorten it up like back.
I don't know.
We'll come up with something
more creative. Okay, so, you know, pretty soon we'll have my whole family on the show.
There you go.
Let's go to the phones because this is open mic day, and I know we've got some folks that are waiting so patiently. Who do we have, Benny?
Let's bring on Kathy
from
Bellevue.
Do you have your little list?
I do have my list.
You're very good.
I do.
Okay, Kathy from Bellevue. Kathy, hi.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thank you for calling in. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. This is the very first time I've ever heard your show.
Since the very first time I've called in.
Thank you.
And I'm really excited because just recently my husband and I have been listening to The Secret.
Yes.
And we've been trying to apply that to our lives, and good things are coming our way in the form of big transformations. And so I'm home now. I used to be working, and I'm a stay-at-home mom now because of it. And my husband's just getting tons of more job offers. And I was calling in just to find out a broad question. Is our transformation going to work out? Is the broad question. And I guess I need to specifically ask, is it going to work for the whole family? Because we have four young children that are involved in the transformation, and we're trying to do what's best for everyone.
You know,
too broad of a question?
No, that's a great question. But I'll tell you, as you were talking, I was absolutely, this doesn't happen to me that often, so, but I'll share it. As you were talking, I was, the flow of information that I usually get was, I don't want to say disrupted because that's not the word, but there was an intersection between your energy and my energy. And so what that means is that you are what I call a direct light being, a direct source being. And so everything you just said about the changes you're making, the work that you're doing, the fact that you're home is absolutely right on. You are, as one of the cards I've just pulled, an alchemist.
I'm sorry, a what?
An alchemist. An alchemist, it's about transformation of all your base motives and your goals into golden wisdom. Into golden wisdom, you see? And
yes.
That's an archetype, which is really, really fabulous. The downside of this, which I don't get from you, I don't really think this is going to be your issue. I don't know your husband, but this would be something to watch out for, because both of you have that energy to transform. There could be, and a lot of people that have this energy go to a place of misuse. When you have the power and the knowledge, you go to a place of misuse. But because you're watching The Secret, there is a way to be in the flow of that energy and learn about the law of attraction. So one of the things I want to suggest to you right out of the gate, because you have such a laser power energy, is to remove the word try from your language.
Okay,
because we all use it. I use it myself, and then I got to grab myself and say, what's up with that? So you don't want to walk into that. I don't know if you heard me talking about Apollo Ono and the Dancing with the Stars thing. But one of the things I loved watching him is about 3 weeks ago, he started to use the term, I'm already a winner. We are already winners. We have already won. I mean, he changed his language, and you can watch this. We have already won. Now, what he was saying was, we have already won because this is such an honor. But the power of that language, we have already won. My feeling is that that language and the vibration of that actually did help them win. Besides the fact that they had to do what they had to do. So when you take this and you work with your husband and you work with the movie The Secret, this is about the knowing. And I think you heard me speak earlier, to think it was to Mary, because this is really stepping into the knowing. Every decision you make, you are getting intuitive clues, aren't you?
I mean, I love it.
Yeah, you are getting them, aren't you?
I do. I'm very open to it, not only that. I'm a caregiver, and I just recently was working with a 98-year-old woman, and older people are just the coolest.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that a lot with them. But I think because of my work with them, I also I'm a little bit more open to feelings that other people might not have.
Mm-hmm.
So at least that's what I tell myself.
Well, it's absolutely true. And I can feel, first of all, I can feel it, and I know that's true. And the people that you work with, the older people that you work with, the elders, the wise ones, they know this about you. This is a fabulous place for you to connect with people at a very high level. Remember I said to you that the alchemist is one of the key attributes is transformation.
Yes.
And it's the transformation of base motives. And so when we create shifts in our lives, we are shifting our motives, we're shifting our intention. And that when you put these goals, you put them into golden wisdom. Working with our elders, the wise ones, the great-grandmothers, the grandfathers, these are people of wisdom. This is golden energy, you see?
I understand. I I would love to be able to have it work out so that my children benefit the most through the strength that my husband and I are forming through our continually educating ourselves on the laws of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I heard somewhere that there might be another film coming out called, maybe it's called Pass It On.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is that the sequel to The Secret?
I believe it is.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that, again, that's all part of this. Let me just say this to you. Your children selected you for the transformation that you are creating for yourselves. They have really selected you to be part of the journey. So there's no need to worry about whether or not you're going to be able to pass this information on to them, because they are already expecting it. Does that make sense? Do you get what I'm saying?
I do.
Mm-hmm. So they are part of the movement and the transformation and the change. So when you do this, in two other archetypes that I pulled out from the deck are appropriate to this. And again, it goes to the goddess energy, and this is another archetype that I pulled as you were speaking. And this is also about the feminine expression, and expression through wisdom, nature, through the life force, through sensuality. So this is you stepping into the full aspect of who you are. This is you being at that place. Your children will absolutely align with what you're doing and with what you're showing them. They will learn for years and, in fact, be able to then go out into the world and help so many others. So as, you know, you and I are talking, this is part of the third archetype that I've pulled for you, which is the liberator. And so this is, tell me if you relate to this, because I have a sense some of this is going on. It says that part of what you're doing is to free yourself and others from outmoded beliefs. Release negative thought patterns. So what you're doing is you're moving away and really freeing yourself, liberating yourself from others. And I don't know if they're family members. I don't know if they're work relationships. But you're moving into a place where you are moving from thought to knowing.
Right. And that coincides with what's going on with us. And the confusing part for me as an individual comes in when the parenting issue comes up, because I know that life is all about individual change.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear you saying that each person changes, and whether they're a young mother or an old mother or what have you. It's just sometimes it's confusing as to what I prioritize. If I feel like I need to, be doing something for the children, or if they're on their own journey, or if it's my journey that they're helping me with,
mm-hmm.
and or if it's my journey that they're involved with, and that's going to create a path for them as well.
Okay,
so it's very confusing as a parent.
Yeah, let me help you with this. Okay.
Yes.
First of all, it's all connecting. You're all together. You're all connected. It's all part of the web. It's all part of the spider web. It's all part of, you know, spider energy, by the way. Right? The weaver and the web are one. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah. And so as you were speaking, I pulled three cards. And I want to just pass them on to you because I think these will help. One of them is to trust your intuition. That's where your biggest challenge is right now. My sense is that you get these just magnificent streams of light which say this is the way to go. And then something may creep in there to cause you to doubt who you are and the wisdom that you have.
That's just old thought patterns, like you said, I'm liberating myself from.
Absolutely.
Old thought.
And that's why, the goddess Bast shows up as the independent one. And it's interesting that two of these show up, Bast and Isis, that show up, because this is a time for your independence. It's a foundation for your strength and your success. That doesn't mean that we walk away from our families. That's not what this is about. This is about shining a light on who you really are, the true nature of yourself. And so the past life is where Isis comes through and says that, you know, this situation involves a past life memory. And this is really a time to really look at this, heal this. And now you're going to connect and bring your loved ones along with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, it's great. I'm going to pass along to everyone. I love it.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Pat. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. I love this. I love our listeners. We have to get that Love Boat song up again. We have the absolute best. Let's take a short break. When we come back, I think we've got another caller. We will take. Who do we have on the line?
Looks like next on the list is Liz from Seattle. So
okay,
don't go
Liz,
nowhere,
yeah,
Liz.
Don't go. Hang in there. We'll be right back after this shorty.
Find out what's baffling the medical community. Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn how a 76-year-old woman managed to look 25 years younger by drinking Ashitaba Green, the multifunctional organic whole plant food. What is Ashitaba Green? Why is it so widely used in Japan? How has it changed the lives of others? Meet organic Ashitaba grower Linda Hayano and find out how. Visit AshitabaGreen.com or AshitabaBeauty.com.
How do you start your day? Do you tell yourself what a great day it will be? What we say to ourselves inside our own head does matter. Quick start your day in 10 minutes with this CD of positive self-talk that will help you stay in balance all day long. The publisher of New Spirit Journal, Krista Gibson, gives you two unique 10-minute versions of positive self-talk, especially for the person who wants to approach their day in a more uplifted and spiritually based manner. To order, go to newspiritjournal.com and click on Embrace Your Day.
Contrary to popular belief, having a baby is not always a happy, glowing experience. Many women develop a variety of mood problems, most often depression. Thankfully, there are many options available to heal or prevent this debilitating condition. Dr. Shoshana Bennett is shining a light on postpartum depression right here on the Dr. Pat Show. So tune in and find out how to help someone you love. For more information about postpartum depression, visit postpartumdepressionhelp.com.
We are in a new age of discovery. In the past, science strived to understand physical matter. In the new age, science will strive to understand the energy that creates matter. In the past, all dietary supplements nourish the body. In the new age, dietary supplements will focus on the energy that creates your body. The future is here. Learn about our natural monatomic minerals from Harmonic Enterprises. Move with us to the new age. Call us at 888-667-4300 or visit harmonicenterprises.com.
Is your soul searching for more? Are you ready for greater spiritual enlightenment? CMS, the College of Metaphysical Studies, is the planet's largest source of metaphysical and spiritual growth. CMS, the leader in the field of metaphysical studies, is dedicated to the service of humankind, offering distance learning courses and free resources. Follow your spiritual path and join the great adventure at cms.edu. That's cms.edu.
Has the pet food recall left you confused and concerned about what to feed your four-legged family members? Sam's Cats and Dogs, naturally, has you covered with expert advice and information about ingredients or how to supplement a fresh food diet to keep your furry friends healthy and happy. And all our foods are unconditionally guaranteed. Visit us at samscatsanddogs.com. That's samscatsanddogs.com. In Monroe, Washington, at 206 East Main.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And this is our open mic day. Let me just make an announcement. For those of you that want to find out in advance about what we're up to and to get hooked into our newsletter, the best way to do that is to go to the drpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com, and sign up for the newsletter. That would be, we don't do anything funky with your email address, but that is a way way for us to get you information, special offers in advance, and find out what we are up to beyond being on the radio, what some of the events are, and also we're going to be sending information about the crust busting class. So we don't bombard you. We try to limit our emails to one newsletter a week, unless we have super duper special offers. And we're starting a campaign to pass things around. So you're going to hear more about how we are going to be paying things forward. But, Benny.
Sorry, I was just giggling because you said, like, super duper special. It's like, Dr. Pat's Blue Light Special. Like, you know, ding, ding, aisle five.
Yeah, there you go. Welcome, shoppers.
Sorry. Liz from Seattle, you've been
so
patient.
Don't they call that Blue Plate Special?
I don't know.
Blue Light.
Blue Light.
What?
Kmart had the Blue Light back in the day. Oh, my sister used to work for them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not here.
Attention,
we have a red light.
Attention shoppers.
Attention listeners.
Okay, attention listeners. Okay, here we go.
That'll be Liz.
Hey, Liz. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I wanted to share something that I saw on my walk around Green Lake today. I was almost near the end of the lake, and mm-hmm. I saw a piece of paper on the ground, and it said guest pass. And I thought, you know, that's what we're here on Earth. This is we're a pass. We're here visiting Earth, and we have to collect moments that we appreciate and savor them, because time goes by so fast, and we have to find things, like even if it's your hot shower in the morning that you're enjoying, or just anything. And I saw this little Yorkshire Terrier with a baby sock in his mouth. And, I mean, there's just so many things to be grateful for.
There are, aren't there?
Yeah, and so I thought about that, because we're in our heads too much.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get out of our heads more and just appreciate everything.
Isn't that really fun, that walk around Green Lake in the mornings?
Magnificent.
It's one of those special places in Seattle, don't you think?
Yeah, I think people forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes even if your body's tired, by the time you get halfway around, your spirit takes over.
That's right. Definitely. Well,
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. What can I do for you today?
Well, I would like to have a card.
Okay.
I would love to have a card.
Do you have a general question or?
What type of work is coming up, maybe?
Hmm.
That would be a good question. A project.
What type of project? Is it project or?
Well, more work. I think work-related.
Mm-hmm. So is it job-specific?
Yeah.
Well, I got some interesting cards that come up, especially the first one, which is the God archetype.
Okay.
And so, you know, that could mean a couple of different things in relationship to the question. And let me ask you this. Do you really want to work? And, you know, because the first hit I got was, yeah, I've got to ask the work question, but I'm really not wanting to work.
Well,
am I wrong?
I do. Right now I don't want to, but eventually I do.
Okay, because that's what I got. It's like she's asking the work question, but she doesn't really want to work. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Didn't mean to spill the beans on that one. Okay, so maybe we need to really shift the question a little bit.
Okay.
Because I'm not really getting the hit here that work is like right there.
How about volunteer work?
Volunteer work is more in line with, and that's why when I pulled the God archetype. That's what kind of came up, because that archetype is about compassion and about benevolence.
Oh, okay.
And so it's looking and recognizing the eternal force that's within you and within others. And so when I pull that card, and I pull that card in a question like the one that you just asked, there is a place that we go where we ask the question, am I being in service? Is what I do on this planet in service? Now, whether that's actual work or that is a way for you to be in service, that's what that card would point to me. That's what it would point to me. And then the second archetype I pulled is the guide, which represents nature of the divine in life in you and yourself. And that means guide. So, you know how we say, let me talk to my guide?
Yeah.
Or let me guide you?
Mm-hmm.
Or I need to find a guide for this. And that could be on a spiritual basis or on a very practical basis. You know, sometimes we take tours of other countries and, you know, we don't think to take the tour without a guide, someone that's going to show the way. And so part of what I think that what I'm feeling actually from these cards is that there's something for you to do, a project that is waiting for you that has to do with bringing out the benevolence and the compassion to guide others.
I like that.
Yes, that's the sense I'm getting. That's why I kind of was like, you know, the job thing wasn't really clicking for me.
Yeah.
Although part of this, the sense I get that when you connect with this project, it will lead you to work that you love. It will be a very natural flow. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like the walk around Green Lake. It's really about that. And so what I'm saying to you is that there needs to be a heart connection with the project that's calling for you. There's a project that's waiting for you. What kind of volunteer work have you done before? I mean, what are you thinking about in terms of volunteer work? Is there something to do with children or mothers?
No, my volunteer work has been mostly medical related.
In what field medical related, though? Give me a sense.
Oh, this was a while back. I helped in hospitals for a while. Yeah,
okay.
But it was mostly older people.
Okay, so what I'm saying is there's a sense of beauty and synchronicity. And so there is some project that's waiting for you.
Okay.
And you might want to really look at that and think about that, because that's going to be the key. That's going to be the key. I'm not seeing any money, dollar signs things coming up in terms of that.
Mm-hmm.
But what this is about is knowing that you are prosperous in all areas of your life. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Hold on. I'll finish this with you offline. Thank you all for listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back after this shorty. Matt James will be in the house. Stay tuned, everyone.